Take it away.
Alright. I'm gonna play a song that's... it's called Two Hands. It's written about being a parent, I think.
Oh,
so bad, not as hard as it could be, and I'm searching to find a new way, a new mind. I got something to say, but I can't figure out the right words or the right shape. No, I'm making a sound, and it comes from the heart. I believe.
Mm-hmm.
searching for you. Deep in the city, up in the mountains, there's a treasure to the sea. Sky blue, sky black, black and blue, black and blue, black and blue, black and blue, black and blue. Sky blue, sky black, black and blue, black and blue, black and blue, black and blue, black and blue. Someone in my mind keeps saying, I got to get through to you. Back and blue, back and blue, there's a letter in my hand displayed, afraid of it breaking through. Back and blue, back and blue, what's the point of this game we play? How does it hold to you? Back and blue, back and blue, I'm gonna break out of this cage of made. Back and blue, 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 doing black, doing black, black and black. Sky blue, sky black, back and blue, back and blue, back and blue. When you're breaking through from the night until morning, there's a being come alive unto you. A piece of knowledge been imparted to your heart. Where is your heart? It's waiting dormant inside. When you had thought it had died, this is the change of the tide. One day and night can collide and make a boo boo. Black and blue, black and blue, are the things I cannot change about me. When I look in your eye, I see that I am made for changes. I listen outside of myself for the words, the silence that I rage. Desperately searching for you, even the city up in the mountains, there's a travel to the sea. Sky blue, sky black, back and blue, back and blue, back and blue, back and blue, back and blue.
Kaka 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 ka
Can I find an answer? Yes, I can. All the things that hurt me, how they tried to work me, like a mule, like a slave, I was a fool, I was naive. They can't lash me no more, no more. They won't please me no more. Here I am, here I am, I am here, here I stand. Here I am, here I stand. Standing for the answer, I listen for a question. There's a plan, I can tell, ain't no heaven, ain't no hell. Gotta make what you can from the gifts you are given. No more waiting to be living, tie your finger to the ribbon. A plan is not the answer, no, a plan is not the answer. Here's a plan, not an answer, but a plan. How it starts to listen, ignore the system. Let it down, make a town where the people never frown. They can't lash me no more, they won't reach me no more, no more. Here I am, here I stand. Here I am, I am here, here I stand. I have found an answer. Just a landscaper.
Yeah.
I'll try another solo one. I got some more complex type of things that can't just be jammed through, but. I'll try this one.
Is this a solo one?
Solo one, yeah.
Okay.
Wasn't nothing else we could do. Yes, we became a family, it's true. wrong guy, afraid of your own lie. Why do you know? 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 Why do you know what you know? Why do you know what you know? Why do you do what you do? Why do you care where I go? Don't know. Why do you care where I go? Don't know. Why do you do what you do? Work, make, right? How could you do anything but not fight? How do you know where to go? Which way is right? How to explore? Why do you do what you do? Work, make, right? How could you do anything but not fight? How do you know where to go? Which way is right? How to explore? How to believe in yourself when you're falling apart from the rest of the world? How to believe in yourself when you're falling apart from the rest of the world? It's hard to believe in yourself when you're falling apart from the rest of the world. Yes, it's hard to believe in yourself when you're falling apart from the rest of the world. Boom chow. Boom chow. Boom chow. Boom
try another quiet one.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I'm a little tired, so drifting toward the quiet ones. Although I'm not really playing any. I'll see how it. Yeah, okay, this one's right. This one's called Aren't Happy. Happy.
anymore. Worth reckoning with. I threatened your neighbor with all kinds of favors. Unsavory moments go passing like inclement weather. You shiver. It's over. It's warm. Green clovers surrounding. It's warm. Your form is impermanent. Spent on pleasures and pointless rent. Pointless rent. Every cent into another pocket. You can't lock it away. Cause one you done, one day you're gone. And with you all your songs and your bomb hits. Shit you thought would last forever. Now all the words you thought were clever are long and drawn. What signifies life is the way you live it. Making you see. Making you see. Right, 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 there's a light, light, light inside your eyes, eyes, eyes. Gonna make it up, up, up as I go along. Time, time in the world that we live in. There's a pop and you're gone. There's a bang and you're hooting. There's a shot and you're release the loving. Like a knot in your heart. Like a load in your lover. Like a laugh at a fart. Give us something, give us all that you've got. Could be a little. Could be a lot, might be simple, might be hyper-complex, deflective, and respectively receptive. In all respects, a collective flex and excellence and balance. Like a book was written about our best 11 people read it, then they did it. No excuses. What's the use? If you're learning how to live and find an answer, then ignore it. You're at war. It's just stupid. You're not subject. You're the subject. You're the king. You're the cupid. Don't be stupid, or I'll smack ya. Swear I'll do it. You're the king. Sing your song. There's a chorus ready to back ya. Better than getting whacked in the side of the head by a foolish lack.
Should we call that quits on the music part?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just all the steam I've got. I got a bunch of days ahead of me. Foot just busted a blister. My thumb is mangled.
too loose? Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that feel okay?
Mm-hmm. I can plug this in now, Monkey. Thanks.
Yes. Yeah.
Is this where I'm gonna sit?
Yeah, you can back it up there,
back
slide
up
that next to the front.
How'd you do? It's a little more complex than last time I was here. I think you guys were using a Ouija board or something, right? No?
Same
one.
Same design, yeah.
I think we might have curved it a little bit.
Does that
feel
okay?
Yeah.
Go ahead. The pointer? Hearing it. Is that okay? Is that close enough?
That's a cool koala.
I painted that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mm.
Koala bear. Yeah.
Oh, my daughter would love that.
You didn't do a card of that one, did you? Koala bear?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did
I like
you?
It.
Mm.
Yeah.
Is that going to be okay the way it is? Is that
You are on one in O hour C A car. Well, Frank, the way Frank always says, we play anybody and everybody on Lover, but only certain people. We play in our car.
Oh. Cool.
We play you in our car.
Oh, that's nice. I'll have to give you guys a new album.
And I W E I don't. I have. You. On in my H O hot wax. Frank does a show on Lover called Hot Wax. Frank spins hot wax. And he picks. Mikey calculated he has 1/5 of our total music collection in hot wax. He's picked this 1/5 of what we have that he likes the best.
Oh, cool.
And you're in that also.
Nice.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you can know of B of J E Jeff Buckley?
Jeff Buckley? Yeah, of course.
And Tim Buckley.
I don't know Tim Buckley.
Tim is his father.
Okay.
And then Jeff Buckley. So. And I M E A meant Tim. That's what I thought.
Huh.
Yeah, you meant Tim.
No, I don't know. He's a musician, I assume. Yeah.
Yeah. He, you, S, sing. Your singing
is like his.
Huh.
Yeah. I'll have to check him out.
Mm. What? About Tim Buckley? About his music? Well, the way you play with your voice and, you know, there's a lot of passion and a lot of risk. You, like, go places with it in a passionate, risky kind of way. That's also, like, melodic. He is like that, too.
Okay.
I mean, some of his music is more kind of standard, like, but yours is too, really, actually. Uh-huh. Some of his songs are more just like songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But then, like, the arc of his career, like, right in the middle there, he got pretty, like, out there. Did some really experimental stuff.
And when was his career? Like, when like, what
he
era?
He died, you know, young. Of a drug overdose. And I think, like in the 60s, I think he probably died in the 70s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check him out.
Yeah.
Star Sailor.
Star Sailor is the more the most experimental.
Stormer
one.
Sailor?
Star Sailor.
Star Sailor.
Yeah, Tim.
Okay.
That. B. O. M. Bomb. That album bombed.
Oh, did
Star
it?
Star Sailor. Huh. Yeah. But when you hear the musicians that played with him on it, it was just like a, you know, like an ultimate experience for them.
Okay.
But it didn't do very well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Commercially.
Huh.
Yeah. How did you get your S.T. style? How did you get your style?
I don't know. Life experience. I mean, that would be a couple of days in the telling. I mean, I definitely spent like a few years where I didn't listen to anybody's music, really. I mean, I would listen a little bit, but I pretty much worked on my music if there was music happening. And I wouldn't read other books. I would only write my words and just to, like, I think, solidify who I was and be able to go out into the world and be strong as from my stance or whatever. And just recently I've been listening to a lot of music. I've been trying to listen to a lot. And there's so much good stuff out there right now. It's like with the internet, so much more is able to be heard and discovered. It's so exciting.
Before we started Lover, we thought there wasn't any more good music being made before we started Lover. You know, because we turned the radio on and it was like, you know, you flipping the channels and couldn't find anything. And then when we started Lover and people just started sending us their music and it was like, wow, you know, there's all this good music out there, and we realized you just don't hear it on the radio. But of course, like now with the internet, it's really there, as you said.
Yeah. Everything's becoming a lot smaller, it seems, at least from a musician's perspective. Like, all kinds of small little circuits instead of, like, one major circuit that everybody tries to get into. It's, like, all tiny, which is kind of cool.
I always have used the W O word small. Frank's always used the word small, like, you know, when he'll sometimes say that what he's trying to do is get small, like that, like if he wants to describe the feeling of something we're doing, he said he wants it to get small. It's like, what does that mean? I don't know. I would say intimate, you know, just like, you know. So he's used it a lot. and R A raw.
Small and raw. I dig the raw for sure.
A lot of M musicians can not do raw.
Huh. That's true.
What? With the app? Well, there was a in the late 70s, we were doing a show, The Outrageous Beauty Review, that was like very popular. It played at the Mabuhay Gardens, which was like the punk club in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
We were like the early show, once or twice a week, for 3.5 years. We got a lot of press, and it was like popular, so people wanted to be involved. I did not want to be popular. Frank said he had to work really hard during those 3.5 years not to get famous, because that's where it was like, you know, and he worked really hard. So one of the things he did was we decided to have a band in the show we were doing, mainly because one of the people in the cast wanted to be a lead singer in a band. Frank said, okay, you know, I'll get you a band. So he said, but I want raw. So like all these great musicians wanted to be in the show. So we did like auditions, and Frank would say, I want raw. He said, so when we can get through a song from start to finish all the way in one take, it's too good to be in the show. And so some musicians would just say, well, I can't do that. And then others would say, oh, yeah, I think I can do it. They wouldn't last like a week or two, and they'd be out. And so eventually, we couldn't get any musicians to stick. So Frank said, okay, who wants to play the bass? And so there were like already 30 of us in the cast. None of us really knew how to play any instruments. And we literally learned on the stage during the course of those 3.5 years. So it was pretty funky for at least half of the time.
Yeah, that sounds radical.
But my cast, well, they didn't quite get what was going on. Like, they like had the model of like more mainstream. Frank always says they were middle class. They had like a more mainstream model. And what we were doing was unique. There wasn't anybody else doing what we were doing at the time.
Uh-huh.
But like as the band got better and better, they started getting like ambition, you know, of like, oh, I want to be like in a good band, you know. And, you know, Frank would say, you know, there's a lot of technically good bands, but there's nobody doing what we're doing. And so eventually that's what broke the whole thing up. And then they went on and they got into technically good bands and came back years later and said, you were right. It didn't do it, you know. And
these are the people who learned it.
Learned on stage.
It's funny. It reminds me of when I was doing my rock opera. Like, it was a large group of people, and we were all, nobody was acting. Nobody was an actor, but we all learned on stage, kind of. You know, like, I had a script, but we didn't follow it a lot of the time. We all learned about, I don't know, just cutting loose on stage and we made some crazy shit happen, you know. Just totally started feeling like a cult for a little while in there. That's the only thing I can think of that feels similar to what you're talking about.
Yeah. B. C. M. O. Most. C. Cults. R. Not be a bad
bad.
Most cults are not bad.
We
got a bad rap.
Yeah, no, I was hopeful about it. We were a good crew of people. It was a lot of fun. We had some weird moments though, where, like, I remember one performance. There were probably like 15 or 20 people, and everyone knelt down at the same exact time. It just like happened, and all kinds of weird stuff like that, like where just random things would seem way too profound, you know, just all of a sudden pop out of.
T-R-I tribal B-O body the tribal body.
That makes sense. So when did you all meet each other?
I met Frank and I met in 1975.
The year I was born.
Oh, is that right? When were you born? What month?
March 4th.
Yeah, so we met in the end of 75.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I was I had lived in Berkeley for a year. I'd moved here from Pennsylvania. And I was working at a travel agency. I was, you know, like 21 years old, young. And I had come out here to train to do this, like, growth movement thing, you know, where you process your past. And, you know, it was like kind of meditation, mind trip kind of stuff. And I came out here and I trained to do that. And I was, like, completely disillusioned by the whole. This was, like, you know, the height of this whole growth scene here. So I decided I was just going to get a regular job and hang out with regular people. And I had like a sense of, I knew like what didn't work. And I had a sense of what I thought would work, but I didn't quite have it formalized. But I knew it had something to do with community. You know, I'll just like hang out, I'll be a travel agent, and I'll just wait for something, you know. So, and then Frank tooled into the travel agency one day. He had a motorized chair, so he drove himself in, and I thought, oh, God, I hope this guy doesn't come up to me. I'd never talked to anybody look like Frank, you know. Of course, he comes right up to me. And it was like a high, like a, you know, like an airline thing, so I had to, like, lean over, and he could see down my dress. And so after we do the ticket transaction thing, he said, you'd be great in this play I'm doing. So I immediately go, oh, really? You know. And he says, my wife can call you. Oh, he's got a wife, you know. This is. But, I mean, really, you know, what happened was this, you know, the minute I, like, made eye contact with Frank, I saw Frank. You know, all of a sudden he wasn't like a guy in a wheelchair. He was like Frank. And I just had this feeling that this was had something to do with what I'm, like, hanging out and waiting for. You know, and so we got together, and he had two W-I. He had two wives, a husband, and two kids. They lived in this little two-bedroom apartment, and one of the bedrooms was Frank's studio. He painted, and he had binders full of his writings. So I make this appointment and come over to his apartment and go into this little room, studio room with Frank. He gives me his binders to start reading. He's writing about life, about how life works, about how relationships work. And I'm thinking, wow, this guy's got it all figured out, because it all totally made sense, everything he was saying. And that was pretty much it. And I quit my job very shortly after that.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Wait, what were you going in the travel agency for, though?
Well, yeah. A woman who had been living with Frank and Debbie and Joe and Ray and their two kids, who had come out. Didn't she come out from Santa Fe with you or something? Yeah. Had just run off. And she was the person that hung out with Frank, like when they would when he'd go out in the world and do art and things like that, because Debbie and Joe were at home with the kids and Ray. And so Wendy was the person that was kind of out doing stuff with, and she took off. And so he was thinking about flying and finding her. So that's what he was getting the info, but he never did it. He, she wanted a M O T R more T traditional relationship and family.
Two wives and a husband are pretty traditional.
E, exactly. I was the do a workshop. Frank was doing a workshop when I met him, but he was having a hard time getting people in the workshop. But he had a free space that somebody had given him, a real nice space. And so he had this idea that we could rewrite, rework this process that I had trained in. It was like this 10-week thing with the focus on Frank's thing, which was personal relationships and closeness and commitment and things like that. So we spent months working on that. Then we put flyers out, and we got one guy who replied to the flyer, but he was a teacher, and he taught psychic class, and he had a lot of like followers. And so he sits down. He did not want to do the workshop. At the end of having a session with Frank and I would read this board. He said, you know, I'm not really interested in your workshop. We had talked with him like a couple hours. He said, but would you consider meeting with me on a weekly basis and I'll pay you money just to sit and talk like this? And Frank, being flexible, said, sure. And so then he goes to his students and says he's got a new guru that he called Frank, because that was during the period of gurus. And everybody else wanted to meet with Frank and pay him too. So for years, Frank, you know, spent like 8-10 hours a day in his little office meeting with people and getting paid for it.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's cool.
How do you A, how do you get your C-H-C-U cult? How did you get your cult?
Well, I wouldn't have called it my cult. It was more like a group cult type thing. I don't know. It, mostly just friends who... I don't know. There was a very revolutionary feeling moment in my life. And I feel like that it's still there, but it's dormant or something now. Where it seemed like everyone wanted to collaborate and... make beautiful things together. And I think 9/11 kind of busted stuff apart, at least for our scene in New York. It's still...
How so?
I don't know. It just seemed that a good deal of the inspiration... there was still inspiration, but... you know, it wasn't as hopeful. I think it, there was like a certain heaviness that fell upon the city, and people started fending for themselves a little bit more as individuals rather than having this group mind thing that was starting to happen.
That we W E went T through that in the 80s. That was our experience in the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could compare the two. Seemed like the 80s were a time for like the rise of empty money.
Right.
And
right.
Following 9/11, it seems like that's also risen quite a bit. There's been this like flux of rich people in a time when our country is really poor. It's very strange, at least in what I've experienced in what I've seen. The gentrification of neighborhoods which poor people were able to live in, are, it's just like everyone's getting shoved out, but supposedly no one has jobs. It's weird to me.
How? We? How does that W O? How does that work? If no one has jobs, but people are spending money, moving in, taking over neighborhoods.
Yeah. We're all like living on this like cloud of debt, which is growing bigger. It's so weird. I mean, I'm not in debt, but I'm probably one of the only people I know who's not in debt.
Yeah, we're not either.
We're the richest people in the world right now.
We and never. Yeah, we've never been in debt.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. N E never H A had. We've never had money either, but we've never been in debt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in a similar position.
Yeah.
You guys got a home, though.
Yeah. Frank's mom got us this house.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, when she was still alive, she said she didn't want to wait till she died to leave us something. So she said, let me put a down payment on a house for you. We would have never had a house if it wasn't for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And even W, with her money, it was hard. Is that what you mean? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but and now we have two houses.
Yeah.
The second house really fell into our laps. It was Frank had, you know, Frank. So here we have our little house here, and it's like, wow, you know. And then Frank says, I want another house so that my students have a place to live. And I said, right, Frank. I said, how are we going to have another house? We couldn't even get this house. Oh, no, I want another house. Okay. And then the old guy that lived next door passed away without a will. And it was just this funky little shack on this. He was a pack rat. It was just total trash. But there wasn't anybody to take it. And so Frank had Corey and Alexi, who were living in a little apartment in Oakland, check it out. Like, they went through the city and the county, and they spent a year doing everything they needed to do to get this property. And at the very last minute, an air finder shows up, which I guess is like something that happens. And they find this heir that never knew the guy who died, and you know, but they're blood heir. And then a realtor comes in, and they put the house up for sale. And we knew how much it was worth because that was part of the deal. And we were able to borrow the money for the down payment from someone, a friend. Frank made rich. Frank's good at making people rich. This was
make
years
me
ago.
Rich.
Yeah. I am a made a F a few people. M I L L I millionaires. Yes, he has. Yeah. So this is one of those people. And at the time, you know, he was very generous with us when we needed something. If we ever needed any money, he would lend us money. We always paid him back, you know. So here, we asked if he could lend us money to put a down payment on this place. He said, sure. And but the last minute, this air finder shows up, a realtor comes in, and this guy whose family owns practically the whole neighborhood steps in and pays way too much money for this property and gets it. And so Corey and Alexi are all, you know. Frank said, don't worry about it. Something better is going to show up. Like within weeks, I am a shaman. Frank said, I am a shaman because it really happened the way he said it. Like within weeks, this guy comes to the door and says, I'm wondering if you could tell me who the realtor was that sold that house next door, because I'm helping this older woman sell her house down the street. I said, come on in. Set him down in the living room. And Frank had me tell him the whole story about next door and Corey and Alexi. And he said, and how much did the boys have to spend? And it was like, so it was like $120,000 or something, you know, which was like nothing. Like now these houses are like $1 million, right? $120,000. And so this house that Granny, she's like this old black woman that had worked her whole life and owned two houses and had no heirs to lend it, give it to, and needed the money. So she, this older guy was helping her sell this house. He said, let me tell Granny about the boys. How much did the boys have to spend? So I tell them $120,000. So this was like a duplex that needed a lot of work, but it was like on a creek, and it's like the middle of this block, which is where the rents go way up because it's in the middle of the block near the creek, you know. Granny wanted the boys to have the house.
Nice.
Done on a handshake. There was never any realtors. And the rich guy showed up and tried to buy it again. And he said, no, Granny wants the boys to have it. And he was offering like double the amount of money. And it was all on a handshake. Brought them flowers and champagne when they signed the final papers. Yeah. And then for years, they lived in the space and built it because it was just, you know, very funky. Now it's like a really nice house.
Awesome.
Over many years. Paid Jim back. Yeah, so
that's great.
Yeah. How do you T O tour? How do you tour?
How do I tour?
For B O O B I big B. Is it big bucks to tour? No, four big bucks? No. No, B, big, big bucks, big B, I, U, S. Do you have a big bus? How do you tour? Do you have a big bus?
I wish, man. I wish. I mean, on this tour, I'm just getting lifts. I'm just going solo, you know. But when we tour in Europe, we'll get a... just a small van, you know, not a minivan, but like a tour van. We travel with, the last two tours we've traveled with four people. Next one I'm gonna try to add one more. I'd love to, if we could, get the big mob type band that we used to do, but it's kind of impossible to travel with financially.
Yes.
At least at this point. maybe sometime in the future.
I. P. I. Pick up people in. I pick up people. I pick up you in New York. Frank picked you up in New York to be in his performance.
Yeah.
When you were in the Surf Reality performance.
Yeah.
And he's saying that's how he does it. He picks people up in the city he goes to.
Oh.
So he doesn't have to lug a bunch of people.
I gotcha. Yeah. I've done a little bit of that. We got together, I think, like a 13-person band in London once. It's a lot of work to get them all rehearsed and stuff, but we actually recorded a few songs with that band. So I've done a little bit of that. It's hard to do it in every city.
M. O. Most. G. O. G.I. Gigs. I. Get. The. O. Other. Bands. So we'll go like for the beginning of the night, and we're usually the last band. And so after each band plays, Frank will have me go up and ask select people from each band if they would be in his band that night.
Huh.
And by the end of the night, he's accumulated like a big band.
It's a good move. Oh man! Tomorrow, I'm actually playing with a band a little bit in Santa Cruz. People I've never met before who know my music, and they've worked out 3 or 4 of the songs. So we're gonna try to just throw them together on stage, I think.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah, it should be cool. Let's see.
Why? How? What? Do you think of my
piano playing? Yeah, it was awesome, man. For real. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if I can think of words to describe.
It is the first time I did songs.
Oh, okay.
Tonight was the first time he's done songs.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, I wish I had more that were could cater to free improvisation sort of stuff. I've been doing a lot of stuff with my daughter, actually, where I'll play the guitar and she'll play the piano. So this is, I wish I had a recording of it.
Like she's 2.5, is that what you said?
Yeah. I definitely enjoy it. I've been banging on the piano a bunch lately, too. It's such a cool instrument. So tactile and
like D drums.
Like drums? Playing the piano? Yeah, definitely. My daughter does this. She does a song that she's like, oh! One of her good songs.
W. Oh. Wonder where she got that from.
Yeah. She's been making up little songs though too. She had one the other day. It was like, whoa, 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 day. Whoa, 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 day. Whoa, day. Whoa, day. That was nice. And she was singing yogurt the other day, too. Yogurt. That's, I don't know. That one, she kind of just says yogurt over and over. But, you know, it's great to see her creating things. Making little songs.
I L O love your voice, your V O I video. Videos, the couple that we most recently played, yeah, they
the ones
were the
that
two
were in Austria and
in the subway.
The subway sort of thing.
Yeah, we liked them a lot. We played them on the cable TV show will play on.
Cool.
Yeah,
it was fun. It was the way they do their thing is it's all one take. They make a video with one camera and one take. They don't do extra. Anything and editing or anything
like us. That's like us. Yeah.
Raw.
Yeah. How? No. Can? Where? Did? The? People? See? Come
from the people in the video. We had played a show that night. It was in Vienna. We played a show that night. And at the end of the show, we announced for people to hang around and get in on the video if they wanted to. And a good amount of people hung around. I think it looked like about 20 people or something. They all waited for a long time, too, because it took us a while to get out. They all, sat around for, an hour waiting. Yeah. Kind of cool.
V. E. Very. K. No, very. J. I. M. P. R. Impressive. That's very impressive. You mean that they got the people and they sat there and waited for an hour to do it? Yeah.
We had a really special show that night. The cool thing about playing in Europe is you don't have opening bands a lot. It's also kind of lame. I mean, I like checking out other bands, but the awesome thing is that people have the patience to sit through a long set. You know, they haven't been sitting there for hours before you get on. They're fresh and they came to see you. So, you know, I think we played for 2 hours that night, and they just kept on asking us for more, so we were like, you want more? Come on outside with us.
Nice.
And it worked out.
The F E E, the feeling. G O got on the video.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, there was definitely a good feeling. We all had a lot of fun. I think a lot of those people stayed around too, and I don't drink alcohol, but I think everyone was had sort of a little celebration after. Good times.
Is that, you thinking that's a wrap? Yeah. Okay. We can, we may. P L play the videos with this for for the cable show.
Cool.
To fill out the time.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think I didn't do either of those songs either in this, so
right.
that works well.
Yeah.
I did mention one of the songs, though, I think, didn't I?
Yes.
So. Cool.
Will? Would? Would you? Do? Is this the drops? No. Would you do A? S? A song? Oh, to rap to end the show? Is that what you mean? Yeah, do one more song to end the show.
Sure.
Is it? Are you requesting any song? Oh, what song would you like to hear? It's an old song. It's an old song. Is that right? What is that? No, I know what you mean.
I think I remember doing the underwear song here before.
Is that the one, the underwear song? No. W-A. Here's Kitty. Oh, that's the one.
Wee-mo-mo?
Yeah.
I could give it a try.
Has it been a while since you played it?
It hasn't been that long. It's pretty ingrained in my memory. Mm. It's like, I think it's 11 years old now, so yeah. It's kind of stuck there.
It's the greatest hits moment here.
Sure, I could do that one.
Okay.
Do we have to get all set up again to do that? Or?
Yeah, you could just stand there if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, you could just work from here.
What
yeah.
about this job here?
See, switch mics. Yeah. Take that one off.
Okay.
Where do you want this, Mikey? I'll put it over here, right? Clip it over here. Okay. Right. Oh, okay. Tell us about it.
It's touring things.
I know. Oh, see, we can't do that anymore.
I can't do it anymore either.
Yeah, that's another part of slowing our touring down. Frank has to have a hospital bed now, one of those adjustable beds, and a roll-in shower because we can't lift him in and out of tubs anymore. So that equals expensive hotels and renting beds. So... slows you down a little bit. Right over here. We're going to watch him from behind, huh?
I mean,
is that okay? Well, let's see.
Scoot down here.
Does that work for you to do that, though?
Yeah.
Great, Frank.
So you guys still have the Revolution album, huh?
We sure do. Hear it on Lover. In. Oh, in our car.
In the car, yeah. Should I give it a go?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Alright. Okay. Alright.
You'd compromise your life for her. You'd change all of your dreams. Oh, wee-ma-moo, yeah. You'd even give up those dreams for her. But why would she want you to not be you if that's who she likes? Wee-ma-moo, yeah. You can't imagine life without the one who's captured your heart. In the past, it's always been big hopes, bigger than all the mountains on our cannonball. Wee-ma-moo, yeah. You're still trying to grow, but now you're digging your roots into the soul of another. Wee-ma-moo, yeah. You can't imagine life without the one who's breaking your heart, and we all go into the burning flames of ecstasy and triviality and learning how to be the being you want to be. How did I get this far gone? So you called a friend to complain about it, and I told you I couldn't help a thing. Oh, wee-ma-moo, yeah. Because I could never do anything right, not when it came to people things. Wee-ma-moo, yeah. You can't imagine life without the one who's breaking your heart, and we all go into the burning flames of ecstasy and triviality and learning how to be the being you want to be. How did I get this far gone? This is what I'm talking about. What is he talking about? You say, this is what I'm talking about. What is he talking about? You say, this is what I'm talking about. What is he talking about? You say, this is what I'm talking about. What am I talking about? If you need someone, find one with the same dreams. Or if you need someone, find one you work well with. If you need someone, make sure they understand you. If you need someone, make sure they help you, not hinder you. Why am I giving advice? In the morning you'll wake up to see the one who's captured your heart. Wee-ma-moo, yeah. Pick up the paper or brushing your teeth. Look in the mirror and wonder who you are. Wee-ma-moo, yeah. You can't imagine life without the one who's captured your heart. So you come home to see her after a long day. She's there for you, but so are your friends. Wee-ma-moo, yeah. I am your friend, so don't get me wrong, but it's been too long since our last revolution. Wee-ma-moo, yeah. You can't imagine life without the one who's breaking your heart, and we all go in. wanna be? How did I get this far? We all go kicking into the burning flames of ecstasy and triviality and learning how to be the being you wanna be. How did I get this far gone?
Wow, that was great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks for the request.
And no. And no. And who are you so people know?
Oh, I am Seth Fargolzia of Doofus.
A M A S T a master.
Thanks. Not quite. Working on it. Working on it. Give me another 5 years.
Yes. You. Yes, you are.
Thanks.
But I will C-H-E check you in 5 years.
Cool.
Okay, good night, everybody.